Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Hello. I'm talking to you.
I'm right here.
Yeah, but you, I say hello, you don't say anything.
You don't have to necessarily.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Hello, people out there.
Hi.
Not talking to you now. We're back from our holiday hiatus. Longer than a holiday hiatus. It's been a while. I don't even know if you remember us. I'm Lila. This is James.
I don't want to talk that much because my breath smells.
What?
Smell it.
I don't want to smell it.
Seriously.
I don't need to smell it,
but
James.
But you say it's not.
But I don't need to smell it. You could just talk.
But.
It doesn't, it's not going to affect me. Don't worry about it. Want you to put it in my face.
Okay.
Just, you could talk normal. It's fine.
I just need you to tell me it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Really?
I would have smelled it. I don't smell anything. I don't smell anything.
Really?
I'm really not breathing I'm not breathing through my nose.
All right, so now I can feel comfortable.
It's fine. You're fine. Just talk. It's fine. All right, that's James, the one who thinks his breath smells, and he's going to say it all over the air now. Are you good?
Just self-conscious.
So,
I had a lot of coffee.
It's a new year. It's 2017 now.
That's good.
We've survived 2016, which seems to have claimed the lives of almost everybody.
It wasn't that bad.
Besides, everybody died.
Who?
Like, a lot of people died. Like,
famous people.
A lot more than, like, normal, you know?
A lot of famous people. It doesn't affect my life. Nobody
I mean,
know
a lot of
personally.
People died in Aleppo?
I don't even know if that's
Aleppo?
English.
Aleppo. How do you say it?
Aleppo?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
In Syria?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I'm talking to... Yeah, but we're talking
Yeah,
US.
Well, a lot of people died.
Listen to me.
Anyway, a lot of people are complaining. I hear you. A lot of people are complaining about 2016 like it was the worst year ever, but, I mean, were you alive for 2001? I mean, like, that was kind of the worst year ever.
Why?
James.
What?
James, New York City was attacked.
Oh, that wasn't, like, the worst year ever, though.
I mean, but there was worse times.
It's been
like
mad,
everybody,
bad time.
Everybody's being really dramatic about 2016. Like it was the worst year ever, and it's crazy. I mean, did you die though? No.
I didn't die.
No, we're here. Like the podcast kind of died towards the end, but
I had some shit going on. Like
it was the holidays.
Like just relax.
It
like,
was the holidays.
So many people were like,
y'all are on our back. Like, yo, when's the next podcast?
Is this how we're gonna? You're not gonna let me talk from
yo, look, your breath smells.
No,
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, talk. It's fine.
No, I don't want to.
But yeah, we're back. I hope you're happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
James, talk. All right, so first we're going to recap some top stories of 2016 to prove that it wasn't all bad, but it was very entertaining.
What is going to prove that it wasn't bad?
What's on this list? Let's start light. Let's start with light. Caitlyn Bruce Jenner.
That wasn't last this year though.
That was a last. That
was
2
years ago.
James, that was last year. That was 2016.
Damn, that was a bad year.
Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner just
was that last
no,
year?
No, that was 2 years ago, man.
I feel like we talked about that in the last recap.
I could talk about Bruce Jenner Caitlyn Jenner any day. That motherfucker went from the best athlete in the world to just fuck my dick.
Did you just say fuck my dick?
I don't mean it in that term. I mean literally like I'm
like he cut it off.
Yeah.
Did he? She?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. That's her own business.
Whatever, just skip that one.
So Beyonce released Lemonade.
Yeah, who cares?
Did you see it?
No.
Okay, so then you can't really talk on it. Like,
I don't know. People just bow down to whatever the fuck she does.
That's true.
The visual was cool.
You didn't see it.
I saw parts of it.
No, you didn't. It was good. It was definitely really good. But I'm not part of this Beyonce fiasco. Like, people are crazy over her. She dropped this shit in the middle of the night while y'all were sleeping. And you woke up and were like, oh my God, my life has changed. It's the same. You're fine.
She doesn't really impress me that much.
No.
And I'm very important, so you have to really impress me.
Okay. I think you should actually watch it, though.
I said I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, but you have to see it in its succession. Like, she's, you have obviously to see it a in fucking one. Like, it's really good. Like, it should be like a movie type deal. Like, it was long. That shit was like an hour.
I mean, she's obviously really awesome and talented. I'm not into it.
The thing is that it's the story of Jay-Z cheating on her and her forgiving him and them getting back together. That's what she says. Like, that is the story behind this. Yeah, Lemonade. James, this is true. This is what happened. Like, I'm not in her life. I don't know what happened. But all I know is that she's saying, you slept with this girl. I mean nothing to you, all this shit. But then she turns around and acts like nothing happened. Like, apparently this happened, like, a long time ago. Like, not a long time ago, but, like, a few years ago. Like, maybe, like, 2-3 years ago this happened. And now she's just releasing the music on it. But it's, like, still, like, I don't understand her message that she's trying to convey through this. Like, forget, be salty, like, make an album every time somebody hurts you. Like,
I think you're looking too much into the message.
I want to know what
and
it
why,
is, though.
And why does it necessarily have to be anything real? She could have just made
it. It is real, James. That's the thing. That's why it's such a big deal, is because she let us into her life, which she never does. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be fact necessarily. She could just be making up a story.
Okay, she could be.
You don't know.
But then she also couldn't be. So what happens if she's just not making up the story? It's not made up. It's truth. What if that's the scenario?
Then what if? I don't know. Don't matter.
Okay, so it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah.
Okay, your point is invalid. I'm saying that if in this alternate reality, this shit really happened.
That's not alternate reality, then.
Did it happen or no?
I don't think so.
You don't know, okay?
You don't know either.
I'm not saying I do. I'm saying in this alternate reality where it did happen, mm-hmm. What's the point? You know? Okay, so Jay-Z cheated on you, right? With Becky with the good hair. Then Solange beat him up in the elevator. And then y'all were good, like, 2 months later. So what the fuck is the point of the album? Like, what? Why did you have to make a whole album about that unnecessary drama that you had?
Are you insane?
Why didn't you just break up with him and call it a fucking day? Like, I'm confused. Like, what is she trying to say to us? Like, fuck him, boy, bye, but no, come back. They don't love you like I love you. Come here. What's the message? I'm confused.
Are you an insane person?
James.
Why does there have to be a message? She's telling a story.
James, why does there have to be a message? She made a fucking movie about it. There's a message there.
There doesn't need to be one.
There doesn't need to be one. It's just a pointless movie with no point and no story and nothing. It's just dumb.
You could just tell a story.
It's fine. Anyway.
You could tell a story without there being a message. But if you want to, you just said the message yourself. Forgive and forget.
I'm not one for forgive and forget, especially with you. That's mine.
Damn it,
I'm thirsty. Moving on.
I'm tired.
Moving
after that.
Right along.
It's exhausting.
Wow,
me.
I don't want to do this.
You're
like,
just exhausted.
I don't want to do this. Like, I feel like you just want to fight with me, and I don't want to fight.
You're just fighting with me.
Just trying to do a podcast. Like, it's just not. It's just not like old times.
This is exactly like old times.
It's not, though, because you're really salty.
Come on.
I feel like you're coming at me. Don't give me the wheels. What does that say? Leonardo won a DiCaprio. He won an Oscar for that shitty movie that he grunted through.
That movie sucked.
Oh, now you're going to say it sucked?
Yeah.
Damn, James, you really wanted to see that movie, and then you saw it, and you were like, it was good. It was really good. And then the next day, and the next day, you were like, it was all right. And the next day, you were like, yeah, that was a shitty movie.
Yeah,
like,
because
you gotta let it sink in.
Like,
I
watched it, and visually, it was like, oh, wow, this is insane. He fought this bear. I don't even know how they did that technology. I mean, I know how they did it. But at the moment, I was like, whoa, this is really, like, different and cool. And, like, he's in the wilderness, and he meets this Native American who teaches him how to live off the land, and he's doing this. I got up and it was like, man.
Did you get up and be like, what was the message in that movie?
No, I didn't really care for that. I'm just like, well, maybe I did, because what happened was his friend killed his son, or his, like, not his son's son.
It wasn't his friend.
The guy in his tribe or his crew killed that kid in front of him, and he didn't forget. So sometimes you don't always forgive and forget. So that's the message.
Sometimes when your friend kills your son, you go and seek revenge.
But then sometimes when you cheat on your wife has to forgive and forget.
And make an album about it.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what you did, but I'm still cool with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking stupid. So I just want to put this out into the world, because I'm pretty fucking sure that I was the first person to watch Stranger Things and tell y'all about it. And then it wants to be the biggest show of 2016. Now, I know that was on an episode of Shows You're Sleeping On. And I know everybody was sleeping on it. Then y'all want to watch it. I hear you.
I never finished.
It was a good show.
I never finished it.
You know, I don't think you ever even started it.
What are you talking about?
I don't think you ever even started it, but... Speaking of shows you're sleeping on, we have a new one. And this is a show that I know every single person is sleeping on right now. But once they watch it, it's like the new Stranger Things. And I'm going to tell you guys about it now so you know. Because it's about to be the biggest show. It's The OA.
Oh, yeah.
The OA on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. It's 8 episodes. Yo. You could watch it in one night. If you have determination and time.
I basically did.
I did too. Well, 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
The best show. And I know you're sleeping on it. You're like, you see it on your Netflix and you're like, what is this shit? The O Delta? That's what I thought it was. The Delta. Watch it. Watch it right now. Turn it on. Turn this shit off and go watch it right now. And then come back and we'll talk about
it. It's really good.
Really fucking good.
Why are you always cursing?
It's like a better version of Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, I mean, it didn't...
It was... Stranger Things was good. I'm not gonna knock it. It was good. But people are hyping it up just as much as they're hyping up everything else.
See, for me, I'm a dick. So, like, I really like something. And then when everybody else starts liking it, I'm like, eh, it's not that good. I'm just an asshole. I'm just weird.
Okay. I don't know what that noise was. So Kim K is back from being robbed in France. France?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I didn't lose sleep. I don't know where she went exactly. Like, I don't think anything in her life changed. Like, she just stopped posting on social media, and I bet that was killing her every day. Like, someone was like, don't post. And she was like, I need to post this selfie. They have to see my choker.
I don't know. That's a weird thing. Like,
now she's back and it's like nothing ever happened. So what the fuck was the point of all that shit?
There doesn't always need
There does always need to be a point, James. Because if there's no point, then what is life?
Listen. So what do you want her to do? To wallow in sadness forever?
No, I want her to get the fuck over it. Like, she made it a point to, like, not post anything or say anything until 2017.
No,
like,
you have, like, no, listen. You're just listening to media that's like, oh, she's not posting anything, this and that. She's just not posting anything because the motherfucker got robbed and she's just nervous and sad.
Why are you defending her?
I'm just saying, you saying she...
So you fucked her?
I'm saying...
So you want to fuck her?
I'm saying you made it... You said you made it a
point. You're making a point out of it yourself.
No.
Okay.
You said she's making it a point to not post. That's not true. She's just not posting.
Okay.
Motherfucker got robbed.
Okay. So why are we even talking about it? Why the fuck is it even on the list then?
I don't know.
There's no point in talking about it if there's no fucking point.
I guess.
I'm not even going to say the next one because there's no fucking point, right?
Yeah.
Right? There's no fucking point.
It's true. Skip that one.
So the biggest... I'll save that one for last. We're going to go straight down to this fucking gorilla that ruined 2016 for me. First of all, he was nameless for a while. I didn't even know the fucking gorilla had a name. He just fucking savagely pulled a child around in the fucking 3 inches of water.
He ragged all that fucking
thing. He ragged all the kid, and now everybody wants him to be president? I'm confused. First of all, who named him?
Harambe!
Who named him, and why do kids think that this is funny? Like, why do kids think that this is cool? Like, why is this a fad? Why is this a thing? Harambe for president?
I think it's hysterical.
Sticks out for Harambe?
I think it's
what
hysterical.
The fuck is it? I don't get it, but I guess that's the point of life. Just not understand anything because nothing has meaning or purpose.
Harambe definitely doesn't have a point.
No, there's
except,
no point.
Except for that, you should probably watch what your kid is doing at the zoo. With fucking 800-pound gorillas running around. You should probably just keep an eye on
like, those parents are probably so mad that everybody knows this gorilla's name, but nobody knows what the fuck that kid's name was.
I don't think they're really thinking
like,
about
they're
that.
Like, this, we made this gorilla famous because he pulled our kid around. And we got the monkey killed. Like, fuck. Like, they're pissed.
I don't think
they're at
so.
Home and they're really tight.
I think that the kid is probably angry.
That kid is like, gonna grow up to be an animal hater.
My parents don't love me.
No, they don't.
They didn't watch me while I'm fucking playing around gorillas.
They let him jump off a cliff into a monkey cage.
How'd he even get down there?
I hate 2016. Like, I hate it. It's stupid.
You think fucking 2017 is gonna be any better? Fucking life sucks sometimes. Alright? You gotta pick yourself up by the fucking bootstraps. Keep your nose to the grindstone and keep it moving.
Keep your nose to the what?
Grindstone. This is the problem with fucking human beings is they're too wrapped up in this bullshit that we're talking
about. What exactly
about.
Are you?
What?
Are you not a human being?
Listen to me. I said most human beings, this is their problem.
No, you said the problem with human beings.
Let me finish.
Being that you're not a human being.
Let me finish. The problem with most human beings is that they're fucking too wrapped up in this bullshit that we're talking about. I had a great...
So what should we talk about?
Listen to me.
Let's talk about Adams.
Let me finish. If you fucking lived like me and you were focused on you and whoever lives under your roof, you would have no stress in terms of this shit. I mean, you would have internal stress. But 2016 was such a bad year. Why? Because Harambe died?
Can you... All right, let's...
Motherfuckers need to get their life together.
Hold on. Refocus.
Sorry.
Refocus. Can we just focus on what we're talking about here?
Okay, sorry.
We're talking about 2016.
Sorry. What did suck is fucking David Bowie dying.
You don't give a fuck.
Muhammad Ali? I don't care.
You don't give a fuck.
Prince?
About that? You don't care? You don't care about
anyone? Alan Thicke?
You don't even know who that is.
George Michael?
Pretty sure you have no clue who that is.
Or is it Jorge Michael? Or Jorge Miquel? How about Carrie Fisher?
Who is she?
Don't care. Debbie Reynolds. Oh, Debbie. Debbie. Remember Debbie?
I don't.
Debbie. Do you remember Debbie?
James.
You
don't know who any of these people are.
Exactly. And I don't give a fuck.
Like, you literally could care less.
I could.
You could?
Yeah.
Literally could.
Mm-hmm. If you couldn't care less, you'd need to check yourself in somewhere and get help. But, I mean, listen, it's horrible that they died, obviously. They're human beings. They, you know, most of them pretty decent people, I think. And they have families and probably children and whatnot. Sucks, but...
Didn't most of them die of drugs, though?
Who? I don't think any of them did.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, Ali was sick. He had Parkinson's.
He was sick.
You know, Ali was probably most important on that list.
He's the only one that...
I mean, important in terms of, like, just that. Social matters and
yeah.
Civic matters. He did really awesome things for black people. But Prince, too. I mean, Prince, you know, Prince as well.
He's an icon.
Definitely an icon.
I want to know one thing. Are people still playing Pokemon?
I think that was just real quick. It's definitely interesting, though. I mean, like, it's like the future of gaming. That's such a cool thing. It's
stupid.
Like, it is cool. It's cool, though. It really is. It's a cool ass, you know. It's special. It's special in terms of technology. It is. Stupid. When you think about games and, like, what they used to be is, like, you know, this other dimension where you just sit in a room and kind of, you just, like, reach out to the universe and talk to people. Or now, like, you bring out this system and you see other people. Like, holy shit, you're playing this too? Yeah, what do you got? And you talk, and it's special in terms of, I think, technology.
I feel like once my mom started playing.
Yeah, but that's cool, though.
I knew it was just not going to be.
It's unavoidable, though. All these things are, like, they're extremely unavoidable. All these advancements are just, even for older people that don't really, like, you know, you look at your parents play with a phone and they just got, like, their one finger, like, a pecking at it. Like, that's going to be different. Like, think about when we're older, we're just going to be cruising along and our kids are going to be, forget about it. They're going to be fucking walking around with goggles on, and it's interesting. It's goggles. just, it's unavoidable, the technology that's coming. It really is.
All right. I think that was it for 2016. I really don't want to dwell on the past.
We need to talk about the fucking...
Trying to move forward?
The Donald.
Oh. You know what? I feel like he's gotten enough of a roasting from us. I don't want to get on a list or anything, but...
Get on a list?
A list. You don't want to be on a list. One of those lists that the government has.
Oh, I'm probably already on that just from my YouTube searches.
That's alarming. But one thing I have to say is that everything that's happening now, if you're paying attention or watching what's happening, this is not going to end well. Nothing is going to end well. Nothing is going to go well with this presidency if it even happens. We'll see what happens. People are dropping like flies. He's rubbing people the wrong way already. He's tweeting. I can't. I don't want to get involved in this. Things are just not... we're not going to be in a good place with him as our president. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for us. It's not going to be good for anybody. And I don't think that he's going to actually be the president for long, if he is even the president at all. Like, something's going to happen.
Well, he is he's going to be the president.
Yeah, like, but I don't think it's going to be for long. Like, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of things happening with, like, he can't even get his party together. Like, people are just going against him now. This whole thing that's going on with Russia. There's just a lot happening that
Yeah, but isn't that... It's, to me, that's still, like, it's kind of refreshing in a way.
How? How so?
In the way that he's actually, like, interviewing people, like, and not coming to such quick decisions. Whereas you have these politicians who come in and just, like, it's all preset. And we know who's coming in, and they've been politicians forever. He's not even bringing in...
Oh, jeez. You think this is a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. But at this point, he's our president. You have to kind of accept it. You don't have to accept it, but
who are you?
Listen to me. Let me finish, please. You don't have to accept it, but you have to.
No.
Lila, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. I'm not gonna do anything.
Right. So
I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't care anymore. But I'm not gonna roll over and just say this is fine.
I'm not rolling over. I'm just saying, let's give it a chance and see what happens.
Who the fuck are you? Like, what planet are you on? You're, like, on planet opposite of Lila. And I don't really appreciate it. Because everything I'm saying, you're trying to go the opposite, no matter how fucking ridiculous it sounds. Like, you sound fucking crazy right now.
Right now?
Right now and this whole time.
I think I'm... No.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to get heated and I don't want to get on a list. Moving forward.
You're on the list. You just said you don't like him. And you think he's going to... You said he's not going to last long.
He's not.
Do you know something? We don't
know? I don't
know
anything, James.
You're on the list. I'll tell you what. You're on the list. You just said he might not last long. You're on the list. You're on the list. I'm not sleeping with you tonight because you might get shot up in the bed. You're on the list.
Did you hear that?
Oh, door just closed. Oh, fuck.
Oh, James.
They're coming.
James.
Lyle, they're coming. And guess what? I ain't defending shit. A matter of fact, I'm going to go let them in and make them a pot of coffee.
What's wrong with you? See, that's why you come into his defense, huh? Because you know something about that list.
I've been on the list since 1998 when I started searching conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so that's why they're going to be looking at me like, he's on the list. She's got to be on the list, too. I'm just saying, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for the tweets. I'm not here for the hair. I'm not here for the little hands. I'm not here for the orange face. I'm not here for none of this. I'm not here for it.
Did you just say little hands?
I said little hands. I'll say it again.
You just moved to number one.
I'm not here for these little hands. You know what?
You just
them things are really fucking creepy, and I don't like it. You know what? That's it. That's all I got to say about him. Let's keep it moving, because...
He really does have, like, extremely tiny hands.
Like, they're really small. Like, and scares me.
The only thing that scares me is how, like, he easily offended he gets when you make fun of his hands. Remember when he said, like, I don't know if he said it,
actually said it. Are you good?
But he insinuated that his hands might be small, but not my dick.
When did he say that?
You don't remember that? Like, he said some ridiculous things leading up, like, stuff that you looked at the TV and you were like, is he saying this? When he was talking to all those black people, and he was like, how much worse do you guys have it? What do you have to lose? And I was like, what?
You see, now you're going back, and now you're on the...
No, Lila, listen.
I don't know whose side you're on.
I don't know either, but he's the president.
Why does that even matter to you? No presidency has ever mattered to you. But now you're saying Donald Trump is the president. We have to accept it.
You know how
are you saying?
You should know me by now. And you should know how I think. Is that I think on service level and I think beneath the service level. I could think with different people. But you know, my mainstream thought is always beneath the level. Surface level. But for the sake of this podcast, I speak, you know, conspiracy theory free.
Since when?
Since always.
That's a bullshit. I'm done. I don't want to talk about him. He's got enough playtime on here. I'm not getting paid for this shit. No. Next, Kanye is fucking buck wild. He's fucking crazy.
Where did buck wild come from?
He's fucking crazy.
Like a buck?
Like, you know, when they start bucking... That's him. Mm. Kanye's buck wild.
He's not, though.
Why are you at? You have... Okay, rewind. We're in 2016 again. He's ranting at his concerts about crazy shit. Yeah, ranting at his concerts about Beyonce. He's ranting at his concerts about wanting to vote for Donald Trump. He's ranting at his concerts about the craziest, most wild shit and just walking off stage. And just saying, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Yeah, but...
Let me finish. You have to be out of your damn mind to take people's money. Right? These people are paying a lot of money to stand under you like you're God. For you to just cut the concert short to rant about whatever's going on in your crazy fucking mind and then leave. Yeah. There's something wrong with you. He has no respect for anybody besides himself. And I only have one person to blame, and that's the Kardashians. They're fucking brainwashing these guys. I don't know what they're doing in that house, but they have him fucking brainwashed. He had to go to the hospital and be hospitalized for like 2 weeks because he had a nervous breakdown. Because his fucking microchip started frizzing out. Fucking, I don't know what's happening, but he's not the college dropout that I know.
That's the thing, though. You don't... It's not craziness, and it happens to a lot of celebrities. They're just, especially a guy like that, he's so popular. And he's probably, Think about the schedule and think about the pressure and the fame and the exhaustion of going around the country on that world tour and having to perform the same shit every night that he's probably so sick of. And every little thing he says is scrutinized because he says his fucking opinion and it's all over the news. That can make you a little fucking nuts. When you were in school and you heard somebody talking shit about you all the time, I mean, me personally, I never give a fuck about anything. But a lot of times people would be talking shit and you'd be like, well, who said it? Who said this? Who said that? You get fucking nuts. Imagine that times a million. I mean, he's on the out of rock stars, he's on the highest level in the world right now.
He has zero things to complain about.
That's not true.
No, that's some bullshit. No. He asked for this life. He knew he was going to get to this level. He said, I'm the greatest ever. I'm the number one. He made himself be up here. So you have to accept what that comes with. That comes with fame. That comes with people talking shit. That comes with haters. That comes with lovers. That comes with fans. That comes with everybody. He knew what he did. He knew what he signed up for. He's been around the block. He's not new to this.
But he probably didn't. Nobody knows what they sign up for. He's a kid from Chicago that fucking skyrocketed to the top of the game and blew up huge. And you get famous, but you don't expect that to happen to you. Nobody expects that. You don't expect to have dinner with your family and walking and people following you and every little thing you say is scrutinized. Nobody expects that. And some people are stronger than others. We see celebrities that go through life and the pressure doesn't get to them, but not everybody's mentally strong like that.
I don't want to have a conversation with you anymore because it's like, why can't you just agree with me one time? Because you know I'm fucking right.
I just don't agree with you.
Okay, you don't agree with me on anything. Like, I don't get it. Let's move on to the next topic and see if you agree with me on this. Because this is something that if you don't agree with me on, we gotta get divorced.
Okay.
We're not even married. Mariah Carey.
Amazing performance.
Not the choice of words I would have put.
Well, I disagree with you.
Well, let me just start here. Mariah Carey is one of my favorite artist of all time. I listen to Mariah Carey on replay every single day. This performance in particular, I did not watch live because I was asleep. But the next day watching this, I have to say, I was not surprised that she lip-synced. But I was surprised that she did it so blatantly and disrespectfully, claiming and blaming sound people and the network for, I don't know what they were trying to do to her, but I think that she was going to lip sync either way. She was going to lip sync either way. So why the fuck didn't she just do it? She was going to lip sync either way. She couldn't hear the music. Just keep your mouth moving. Like, she totally just gave up. She said, I don't give a fuck.
I only watched clips. That was so awkward.
Do you think she was under a lot of stress and that we should sympathize with her because she has a lot going on in her life and all that? Is that what you think?
No, that was a technical difficulty where, I mean, I think it's lip syncing is ridiculous anyway, but hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do by just saying fuck all this shit.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's really weird. Considering the rest of this podcast, you're going against me like fucking Hitler and the Jews.
Wow. You're Hitler.
You're Hitler. You're Hitler and I'm the Jews. This last thing you wrote down.
Yeah, I don't feel like talking about it.
All right. Well, that was great. Feels good to be back. I can't fucking stand this guy to save my fucking life. This is going to be a really long year. Just when you thought that we were done, we're not. We'll be back on another day. Until then.
Oh, really? Another day? When? What were you going to say? Another year? God. You know what? Bye.